Feingold says his Middleton-based group, Progressives United, will empower Americans to fight corporate influence and corruption in Washington, D.C. The name is meant to play off the Supreme Court Citizens United decision of last year, which helped corporations spend more money on elections. Feingold is getting national exposure for starting the progressive effort, but he says the group is relevant in Wisconsin.
It's got a lot of cheese and badger stuff all over it.
Feingold says the current fight at the state capitol over Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill is an example of why a new progressive group is needed.
This isn't about cutting the budget. This is a fantasy of corporations. They've wanted to destroy these unions forever. And they figured, well, we won this election, capitalizing on public anger, understandable anger about the economy. Now they're going for broke.
UW-Milwaukee governmental affairs professor Mordecai Lee is a former state lawmaker. Lee says it looks like Feingold is continuing to carve out a new post-election role for himself.
So that he can continue pursuing the political philosophy that he believed in, and I think simultaneously to keep his options open politically.
Lee says Feingold is right that money continues to dominate politics. He says Feingold is trying to create a voice on the left end of the political spectrum and a vehicle for funding certain activities and candidates. The Progressives United website has a section for making financial contributions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.